6:45 on Colorado's Afternoon News. And by the way, if you're angry over the political situation, go to the KOA News Radio Facebook page. There is a cool little monologue by Andrew Klavan about, I'm angry, so I'm voting for Donald Trump. But it's not exactly what you think, so check it out. We get sports because that's what Justin Adams does. What's going on?
Oh, man, a lot is going on as this sports update is brought to you by Toy Car Care. The NCAA tournament begins for the CU men tomorrow. The Buffs take on the UConn Huskies in the first round. According to the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas, the Buffaloes are 3.5-point underdog to the Huskies. Well, they say you practice how you play. And if that's true, Buff center Josh Scott was extremely happy about what he saw today.
I think we've had really chippy, crisp practices for the most part, which is a good thing. I think it just shows that the guys care, and they don't want to go out after just, you know, making it to the tournament. They want to win games.
Buffs head coach Tad Boyle wants to see the same fire in practice carry over to the game.
From a toughness standpoint, from a sense of urgency standpoint, we've got to make sure we bring it from the opening jump.
Colorado is 10-15 all time in NCAA tourney play. See if CU can get win number 11 on our sister station, Denver Sports 760. Coverage starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. Tip-off at 11:30. Another former Bronco has landed with another team. Guard Evan Mathis signed a one-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals, the deal worth $6 million. The hot hitting for Nolan Arenado continued today as the Rockies played the Los Angeles Dodgers in spring training. Arenado went 2-for-3, and his batting average is now .593. Wow. But the Dodgers had the last laugh, beating the Rockies 7-3. The Rockies play the Angels tomorrow. The Colorado Avalanche are in Vancouver to take on the Canucks tonight. The Avs are 1 point behind the Minnesota Wild for the final playoff spot in the West. Puck drops at 8. And the last play-in games for the NCAA tournament wraps up tonight in Dayton, Ohio. One game is already final as Holy Cross held off Southern. Final score, 59-55. Holy Cross will play the West top seed Oregon Ducks on Friday. Next up, later tonight, Michigan plays Tulsa for the right to take on Notre Dame on Friday in the East Regional. With sports at 15:45 past the hour, I'm Justin Adams on KOA News Radio, the home of the Broncos, Buffs, and Rockets.